BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the New Year's Eve Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris reveals his plans for the new year. It's not what he'd normally be doing. Another listener plays Real or No Real. And Jennifer Lawrence talks about her new movie, Joy, her mate Amy Schumer, and chicken nuggets.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
And good morning to you. This is our last show of 2015. Thank you, Jordan North. This is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. How are you doing this morning? How are you feeling? Why are you awake? There must be some reason, right? Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, sorry I just woke you up there. Walked in and went, morning! And you're just having a little crafty, quick 5 minutes sleep there, weren't
you? I mean, literally 5 minutes. Also, I then felt the need to really overcompensate as if it hadn't happened.
I noticed that.
And then I just admitted it.
Yeah. Feeling fresh?
I actually feel okay. I'll tell you why, because I've just realised it's New Year's Eve, so it's time to get excited.
Have you decided what you're doing?
I'm going to a farm in Wales.
Oh, you said about in Abergavenny?
Yeah, near Abergavenny.
And are you suiting up for this?
Yeah, well, they've sent an email around because they keep changing the rules, and now they've said that they want everyone to dress up really, really smart because there's going to be a nice meal and stuff like that.
And
I think that's a bit unnecessary.
Let me guess, your suit is in your bedroom and it's in a corner and it's scrumpled up.
Yeah, but then it's just friends' New Year's Eve, so it's not that important. They're planning a quiz and everything. It feels a slight over-organised event, slightly too organised for my liking, but you know what, I'll go with it.
How many people?
Like 20?
And is there any kind of rota of jobs?
Oh, let's not go there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Morning, Scott Mills here on Breakfast. I watched some more reviews of the year yesterday. That's my life at the moment.
There's loads of them about.
I watched Charlie Brooker, that was good. And I also watched What Britain Bought in 2015 with Mary Portas. And as a result of that, today I'm going to buy myself, what do you mean ho? She's Queen
Mary
of Shops.
Portas.
She's back on next week with a new series. And one of the biggest selling things this year, like over 6 million sold adult colouring books. That's what I'm going to get myself into today. Have you seen these?
No, what?
Adult, shut up, Megan. I'm talking.
What goes on with the adult colouring books? I'm
intrigued.
They're
just colouring books. But it chills you out a lot.
Like nudie?
No. I think the word adult suggests it's not that. It's just like you colour in an owl and that with like different pens and pencils, and it really is supposed to relax you.
What's adult about it?
Well, just that it's for adults, not kids. So later on, I'm going to get one, because you can see them in all shops now. Like, they're massive this year, one of the biggest sellers this year. So I'll be about 2 o'clock this afternoon just colouring in an owl for you. I'll bring it in the new year.
Never really felt bad about it. The Scott Mills Daily.
If you told me a couple of, or even a few years ago, that the biggest show on TV in 2015 would be a show about baking cakes, and that, the best-selling thing are colouring books for adults, I'd have laughed in your face.
I still don't get the adult element to it, in the sense that, is it just advanced colouring in?
Yeah, Izzy, who's working on the show today, her mum got her one for Christmas, and some new colouring pencils. Faye's been on. I love my adult colouring books. They're so relaxing. I got a new one for Christmas for my gran. This is what I'm getting into now. I'm going to get all the pencils. I'm going to get all the gear, basically, and just get into the adult colouring.
But is it still childlike pictures?
No, that's the element that's adult. I think you think that we're just colouring in nudie pictures. We're not.
But that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Potentially.
But it's because we're using the word adult here that you're thinking that it's something rude. Fine. Essentially, it's a colouring book, but it's a bit more difficult than the ones they have for kids. That's it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bex has been on Twitter saying, this is my friend's adult colouring book. Chris, this is what Scott means. That is, what a beautifully coloured in majestic bird that is.
I get that there are colouring books about. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Jem in Swindon's what part of colouring books does Chris not understand?
No, I understand it. It's just I wasn't aware there was a big market for it.
It's
huge. In the adult world.
Right, now that I've told you, right, you will notice it everywhere.
Yeah.
If you go into the supermarket today, one of the bigger supermarkets that will have, your DVDs in, and your stationery, and your white goods, But like, they'll be in there.
But they're probably not called My First Colouring Book, are they? It'll be like my, I don't know, 100th colouring book.
Yeah. But we need to get, we need to jump on to the next thing.
Yeah, the nudie ones.
No, okay.
That's the
write
future.
That down.
That's the future. I'm annoyed at this because we come up with so many good ideas. Me and you are a machine, ideas-wise.
But here's the problem. We don't do anything about them. I mean, you just claimed that you invented Tinder.
I did. I came up with the original Tinder. I just didn't act on it. I had the idea. Honestly, Scott, I had the idea. Do you know what?
Bold statement.
I felt so good about the idea that I went home and wrote it down on a piece of paper.
And what was it called? Do you remember?
Snap.
It wasn't called Snap.
And it had a little winking, like, winking face next to it.
And it was for people that matched, was it?
Why are you laughing? Honestly, I came up with the original Tinder.
Listen to the laughter around you right now.
It's because no one believes. You should know more than anyone, Scott. I've had these ideas.
Well, do something about them then. Because, like, this is the second idea now that's really passed us by. Like, who? Like, someone, some genius was like, what can we do next? Adult colouring books. It's so simple. They are now sat on some desert island somewhere laughing away.
I like to think that this time next year, Scott, we will both be millionaires.
I'd like to think that as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll catch up.
I would like it to be... I think the like adult dot to dot. Could that be a thing?
Let's try that.
You don't own me. But now I've said it on the radio, someone will do it before us because we're not organised.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That song puts me unnecessarily on edge and I don't know why. What is it about it? It's kind of haunting, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's the key change as well towards the end. Just makes me go,
ooh. That was Grace and Jizzy and You Don't Own Me on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm Scott Mills. It's 6:53. So we're on this week and next week while Grimmy stays on a beach with Rita Ora.
Oh, there must
go on, take your claws off again. There's pups over there.
There'll be another update, won't there? So today we're on day three, so it'll be now number 1, 2 and 3 in the most read stories.
Okay.
Won't it?
Let's see what Aura's not wearing today. Go. Or maybe she's keeping a low profile today.
As if. Yes, there's another one.
Oh, surprise.
In at three, it's showcasing in a polka dot bikini.
I know.
Oh.
She... like... Everyone plans their holiday wardrobe to a certain extent. Well, I don't, but I know that girls do. She must have to really go through it and go like, right, that's for Monday, that's for Tuesday, that's for Wednesday. Because like, the whole world's going to see it, right?
It's ridiculous that every day there is this update just on what she's wearing on a beach.
It's because there's nothing happening right now. Oh, you are joking me. Why has every idea been done?
What now?
Adult dot to dot's been done as well.
What about those books where you really have to squint and something appears from the page? Yeah, well, I don't know what they're called.
Well, adult versions of those?
Mm.
They are. Adult dot to dot is already a thing. I got one of famous landmarks for my Christmas present. So annoying.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And morning, Alicia.
Good morning. How are you?
Whoa, you sound bright.
I've been up for about an hour now, so it's okay to be a bit more cheery.
Yeah, so have I.
Oh.
No, I feel all right. What do you do?
I am cabin crew.
That's why you sound bright, because you're probably going off somewhere really hot soon.
Oh, no, not in a minute. I've got another few more weeks and I'll be off there doing some training at the minute.
Oh, okay.
I used to work for another airline before and didn't go that many hot places, so decided to change and I'm going to some nice places now.
So in your old job, were you just going to, like, Belfast?
Bradford and...
Oh, Bradford.
Yeah, Leeds, Bradford and stuff. It was a lovely little airline, but yeah, I thought, time for a change.
So where were you going in the new one?
I'll be going to Cancun, Barbados, yes. St. Lucia, Orlando, so yeah. It'll be fun.
That's awesome. From Bradford to Barbados.
I know. How great is that?
With the big plane rides, Scott.
Plane ride?
What else do you call it?
Flight.
Oh, yeah. With the big flights, when you're cabin crew, you get to have little sleeps on the plane in that little den.
Do you, though?
That I've been hearing about.
Actually, they do disappear, don't they? There is a bit. There's a bit during the flight where it's like, where have they all gone?
Yeah, and there's what there is there's a den. We've talked about this before. There's a den with loads of bean bags and stuff like that.
Is that true?
No, not quite. You do get a break, but it's not quite full of bean bags and lava lamps and everything.
Right.
No.
You're lying. I know. There's
I'm
a secret den. There's a secret place they all go to.
What's in the den?
I don't know. I can't disclose that.
I told you.
It's all secret.
It's cabin crew rules. I want to go in that room one time and see what's really in there. I'm saying like Xboxes.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
It's like better than first class.
All right, listen, let's play today's Real or No Real, Alicia. These are some of the best facts from 2015. We can't remember whether they're real or not. Here we go.
Example, borrowed the lyric, "You've changed the way you kissed me," from an episode of Hollyoaks he was watching while writing the song.
Oh, come on. That can't be.
That's one of my favourite example songs, that, Scott.
I think it's his best song.
Mm. But he can't have stolen it from Hollyoaks, though.
Yeah, but like when you're a songwriter, not that I'd know, but when you're a songwriter, inspiration can come at any time from anything.
Maybe not Hollyoaks, so.
No, I agree with you, Scott. I think if you're watching Hollyoaks and there's a particularly good line that really rings a bell with you, you will write a song about it. But then it makes me think you were on Hollyoaks and you had a line in Hollyoaks, didn't you?
Come on, why do you always mention this?
Which you can find if you search. In fact, it doesn't take much time to search for it on YouTube. Can you imagine if Example had a song called Stay Away From Them Bad Boys?
That was my line in Hollyoaks, actually. I was a policeman. All right, so your New Year's resolution in 2016, which is tomorrow, is never to mention the Hollyoaks video again.
But there'll always be someone listening that doesn't know about it.
Okay, right, let's move on. So, did Example borrow the lyric, "You've Changed the Way You Kiss Me," from an episode of Hollyoaks? Alicia, what do you reckon, real or no real?
No real.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes.
What?
In an interview last year, Example said, "I was watching Hollyoaks and there was this couple discussing how their partner was kissing them differently and how he knew they weren't in love with him anymore." So it's real. And next.
In some foreign cities, One Direction can't find a single hotel where they can stay without fans screaming outside their windows. So instead, they sleep on a boat.
One Direction fans are quite hardcore, so then you'd think, well, if they're on a boat, they'll all take to water, won't they? They'll still be screaming.
What, like just get a little dinghies out?
Yeah, be there screaming away.
I know which boat they're on.
I think it's a tricky one, this, because obviously they do need a good night's sleep. But as you said, it just seems so extreme having to go out to sea to try and get some sleep. So I don't think this is going to be real. Also, if they stay in really nice hotels, they're generally going to be on the top floor in the really nice rooms, aren't they?
You'll still hear them. There'll be loads of them outside.
Will you?
Yeah, and I think sleep is important when you're on a tour or something. So is this real or no real, do you think, Alicia?
I think that is real.
Chris?
No real.
That one is real.
Yep, 1D fans are so militant that they sometimes stake out every hotel in the places around the world that they play in, so they have to be put up in a yacht. And finally,
a survey has found that the most popular type of first date is going for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, gotta be.
Why? Like, I think that's the worst.
Oh, that's great. It means like there's no awkward like, oh, should I have the salad? It's like, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to go in, get me egg fried rice, like just go for it. Gotta be real, come on.
I think it makes you look like you could be an overeater. Well, that's just my experience at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
I do remember this being on Real or No Real. I think this is real.
I remember this one as well. There's just a danger of messy food as well. But is the most popular type of first date going for an all-you-can-eat buffet? Alicia?
I think it's real.
I also think it's real.
That one is no real.
A dating app surveyed its users and found that the most popular date was actually a meal at the restaurant that we all know that rhymes with Wando's. That's a lot of echo there. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Alicia got 10.
Woo!
Oh, well, rather a draw than losing, Alicia.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good to speak to you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Think of us next time you're in Cancun on the beach, yeah, getting paid.
Well, definitely,
Or in your little den on the plane.
Yeah, playing the Xbox.
Yeah.
Which I know is in there. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. There are people listening in other countries right now. already getting deep into their New Year's Eve celebrations.
Mm.
So we've got, I know this will confuse you again, we've got Ryan and Gemma and Emily, Finn and Jack, who just emailed me. We are currently on at their house party and they're in Auckland, New Zealand.
No way.
Yeah.
And it's kicking off now.
8:20 p.m.
Right, okay.
On New Year's Eve.
Are we going to see, do we see New Year's Eve in with them?
We'll just miss it.
Right.
Yeah, we got 4 hours to New Year's Eve in New Zealand. Is that blowing your mind a little bit?
Well, it's cool to know the parties have begun.
Yeah, they're on. Definitely on. Hello, New Zealand. Hello, Australia. Have a drink for us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Demi Lovato.
BBC Radio 1.
Her superstar playlist from Christmas Day is on BBC iPlayer right now, along with all the others as well. So you've got Troye Sivan, The Vamps, One Direction, and loads of other people choosing their favourites. We literally let them loose on Radio 1. We let them play whatever they wanted on Christmas Day. It's on BBC Radio iPlayer. Get the app. It's really good. It's good, the app. I was having a little play earlier with it. You got it, right?
Yeah, of course.
I like the little spinny wheel that you can get. I can tell you exactly what's on all BBC Radio right now.
Well, the spinny wheel is good if you're not exactly sure what you want.
Oh, I'm just on Radio 1. Oh, yeah.
You spin for it.
And then Ace on One Extra, Sarah Cox, Radio 2. Petroc Trelawney on Radio 3. That looks incredible. Today on Radio 4. Five Blood Breakfast. It's all here.
I think the best thing ahead of New Year's Eve is when you go on, on the spinny wheel, you hit Radio 1, right? And then at the top, it's got mixes.
Yeah, there's loads of mixes.
That's a weapon for the house parties.
It really is.
It is, because, like, previously how I've done it is gone on a certain website, video sharing website, and you get loads and loads of adverts and stuff like that.
Not on these.
And this is where this is good.
There's Nick's tapes on there. There's Annie Max mixes. There's loads of stuff. Thanks, by the way, for mentioning the Policeman in Hollyoaks appearance from me.
Oh, so good.
Can everyone not watch that, please? A lot of people are getting into it for the first time. Go and watch Psy dancing around with lemon-coloured boobs instead. Another YouTube highlight from over the weekend. All alone, she was living. It's a good video, that Psy one.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Remember, 9 this morning is our Jennifer Lawrence interview. Brand new interview with the hottest star in Hollywood right now, Jennifer Lawrence, 9 a.m.
BBC
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Carly. How are you?
I'm good, Carly. What's going on?
Not a lot. I've got something that will blow Chris's mind regarding the time zones.
We were talking a bit about this yesterday. Chris can't get his head around the fact that they're going to celebrate New Year before us in places like New Zealand, where it's 13 hours ahead.
You're doing me a misservice. So I understand that time zones exist. I've known this for ages. But I just find it mad this time of year when there's Christmas Day and Boxing Day and people on the other side of the world are celebrating it way before. And then you could jump on a plane and technically make your New Year's Eve last, I don't know, for 2 days if you wanted. It's just mad, the whole thing.
It blows his mind. What have you got for me then, Carly?
Well, I'm cabin crew.
Oh, we spoke to a cabin crew earlier, didn't we, on Real or No Real?
Mm.
Well, I've got something that's going to send you insane. I get to celebrate my New Year's 3 times on one flight.
Okay, so when does the flying start?
I leave London 1 o'clock this afternoon.
To go to
Los Angeles.
Okay.
We're a Norwegian carrier, so there'll be their Norwegian New Year at UK 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Hang on, I don't know what's going on already. So hang on, so you're flying to LA?
Yep.
Right.
That's behind.
Right, fine, okay.
At UK 11 o'clock will be the Norwegian New Year.
Oh my word.
Then there's the UK 12 o'clock, which is everyone here, their New Year. So they'll celebrate that as well.
On the plane?
On the plane. That's 2 New Years on a plane.
Right.
And then we land in LA about 5 o'clock LA time in the evening.
PM, yeah.
PM, so then it's bed for a few hours and then out to Hollywood to celebrate LA New Year at 12 o'clock again.
Okay, and then what?
And then tomorrow we are heading to Vegas where it's an all-day New Year celebration.
Yeah.
So they're on the same time as LA, but when we get there, they'll still be celebrating. So then we're going to celebrate again. So it's going to be 4 times.
So how many times do you say Happy New Year's
on the plane?
It'll be twice on the plane, once on the ground, and then once we'll make our own little New Year.
See, why do we make this so difficult for ourselves? Why don't we all just have the same time?
It won't work.
Why?
It just won't work.
What do you mean it won't work? Won't it work?
There's science behind it that I'm not going into now.
Right, I understand this science, but if we all just had the same time, yes, in some places midday would be really dark. Right, but that's the only problem.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If people just appreciate that midday somewhere else is going to be really dark.
Well, right, okay, so it has to be. What about if the midday really dark was here? Not keen now, are you? No.
No,
there we are, see. And you know that it would be here where it would be really dark.
I don't get it. It's like, I've always thought to myself, why don't we all just create another day to attach the weekend so we can all have a 3-day weekend? Do you know what I mean? Let's just, if the whole world voted, can we just make that happen?
But that's not going to work because even in the very, very north of Norway, even with all the time zones, there's times when it's dark for 24 hours a day.
Your plan is flawed.
Now, why are they in darkness for 24 hours?
Because Scandinavia. This is, oh my God. Right, this is going to freak you out. If you don't know this. Okay, listen. So in places like the north of Norway, in the summer, it's always light. There is no darkness.
In the 1 o'clock in the morning, it's light.
Yes.
As light as a like midday.
Yes. Or like
all
summer.
Well, that just sounds like Party Island then.
Yeah, but then in the winter, like when I went to Iceland, dark all the time, doesn't get light.
Right.
Is that new to you?
Yes, I can't work out any logic behind this at the moment. There doesn't seem to be any logic whatsoever.
Like, if you went to Scandinavia, there'll be people listening in Scandinavia now in total darkness and have been for weeks.
So what's better, to be in total darkness or in total light? I'm trying to work out what's more fun.
I think probably light.
You have better times in the evening, don't you?
Well, there's no evening because it's always light.
Right, there's no evening, but there's no day also.
It's just light all the time. It doesn't get dark.
Oh, right, this is really too much for the morning,
yeah,
isn't it?
Carly, thanks so much for your call. There's a lot for him to think about there.
You're very welcome. Have a great New Year's, guys.
Well, yeah, have a great few New Years.
Yeah, have lots of them.
I'll enjoy them all.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, all week, we've been playing highlights from this show in 2015. Because every now and then, we like to provide like a service on the show to the listeners, don't we, Chris?
Well, yeah, obviously, we have a lot of good ideas. You know, we have some business ideas, but generally, we like to help where we can. We're good-natured like that.
And that's why, if ever you need help with anything, we're the guys to sort it out. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So, our listener, Leanne, got in touch. Every Christmas, her family are like, oh, where's your boyfriend? And he's never there, because she's always single over Christmas. All her sisters have got their boyfriends there round the Christmas dinner table, and Leanne is sat there next to an empty chair. Don't know why they put the chair there. I think it's a bit harsh myself. Chris has come up with an idea. This is not very profitable for you. Are you worried about that?
Well, it will be when I start charging for it.
Oh, and Chris will ring up your mum or your dad. You'd rather mums, though, right?
I will probably find it easier with mums.
Yeah. He'll ring up your mum and go, well, hi there. Sorry, I can't be there for Christmas. So you've basically invented a boyfriend. But because they've spoken to him on the phone, they'll believe it's real.
Just to check, Leanne, then. So you want me to be called James? That's your ideal boyfriend name?
Yeah. Nice and simple.
Is he a fireman? But why would he not be there on Christmas Day? Can we invite, can he be a pilot?
He's working a shift. If he's a fireman, he'll be on 24-hour shift.
I'm going to make myself sound like the most ideal boyfriend ever. Just watch how I work.
Okay, good.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Okay, well, I look forward to this. So while that song was on, you gave me your mum's number and name. So I've got all that ready to go. We're going to ring her up. Jackie is her name, Chris.
Jackie, okay. Do I call her mum? Not yet.
I'm not sure that's cool.
I'm just going to play it subtle and cool. Because okay. What I don't... What all I'm ringing up is to give her the impression that you've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Subtlety's key here.
Okay. Do you think this is going to help you at Christmas?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that knowing that there's, you know, potential, I might get a little bit less stick from my family for always being the single one.
It's all part of the service. We're ringing your mum now.
Sounds like a good plan.
Oh, no. I don't know why I trust you to do these things.
Hello?
Hello, is Leanne there, please?
This isn't her number.
Oh, sorry, I must have a different number for her. Is that Leanne's mum, Jackie?
Yes.
Hey, you're right, my name's James.
Oh, hello.
Leanne's not about, is she? Oh, in fact, she said she might be around there a little bit later.
I'm working, so I'm not at home.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to miss it. It's nice to speak to you finally, though.
Okay. Yeah, she might be at my... Oh, no, I think she'd have gone to work now.
Yeah, well, I got a little text off her earlier. She's busy at work. She's a lovely girl. I'm her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I've got to go because I'm a courier, so I'm...
Oh, sorry.
...in my car.
Yeah, and whilst you're on, actually, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry that I won't be able to make Christmas this year.
Okay, well, I've got to go anyway.
And I understand you were going to make a lovely meal.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
Unfortunately, I'm building an orphanage for injured birds in Botswana. No, that didn't work. I was trying to impress her with some voluntary work. Okay. I mean, I couldn't think of anything else to try and impress her with. Oh. I didn't even get round to the fireman part there.
Leanne, are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, don't worry.
I don't know if she bought that.
No, maybe not. Never mind.
I mean, she sounded very busy.
Yeah, she's a courier, so it's the busiest time of the year, unfortunately.
That's rubbish. I don't really feel like I got the message across.
You can always call one of my sisters. That could always be interesting.
Yeah, I think because your mum, she didn't have time to listen, really.
No, and
someone to get the message. Right, let's call younger sister.
Let's call your sister because she'll speak to your mum.
Okay.
Why
yeah,
on earth would I be calling your sister?
We're all really close.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. I'll just say that. Yeah, right. It's a number I had for you.
Okay, I'll let you gather your thoughts. I'll play another song. So we're playing highlights from the show in 2015 this week. Leanne, she got in touch with this because every Christmas she has that awkward situation with her family because she never has a boyfriend by her side, but all of her sisters do. So Chris came up with one of his brilliant ideas where, well, it's like a service where he calls up the family and pretends to be her boyfriend. Already called her mum. That didn't go well. She was very busy.
She was... well, she didn't give me a chance.
No. So then we thought, well, let's call her sister because her sister will talk to her mum and then everyone will think that she does have a boyfriend. So the sister was the next person we tried to get hold of.
Hello?
Hello. Is Leanne there, please?
I'm sorry, she's just gone to work.
Okay. Is that Leanne's sister, by any chance? Is that Katrina?
This is Katrina.
Oh, Katrina, I've heard all about you.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really good to speak to you. My name's James.
Hi, James.
I've got a part-time degree in astrophysics.
Oh, you're... That James. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's just gone to work. You'll be able to get on a... mobile, though, most probably.
I'm looking forward to... Yeah, I tried that. Yeah, she was texting me a little bit earlier. I just thought I'd try this number. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at Christmas anyway.
Oh, I didn't know. It'll be good to see you too.
Yeah, well, the annoying thing is I was planning on coming round over Christmas Day for some nice food, Christmas dinner, but I can't make that now, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
Which is a shame because I was really looking forward to meeting the family.
Yeah, if you meet us all in the same time, it might be a bit hectic. There's a lot of us.
She's a great girl, Leanne, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Perfect girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've got some incredible presents for all of you as well that I've hand whittled from pieces of wood.
Oh.
Because I'm good like that. I've got sort of good at carpentry and very creative. I'm an arty type, but I'm also I've also got the brains to match. In my spare time, I like to watch University Challenge and even the difficult one that's after that. It's called Only Connect. And I can answer nearly all the questions.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, but it's hard making as much time as I could to watch those shows because I'm also in the gym a lot, obviously, being incredibly attractive.
Of course.
Anyway, I'll see you over Christmas. Oh no, unfortunately, I won't be able to be there on Christmas Day, but I'm sure I'll see you around.
Most probably.
Good to meet the family and all that.
Yeah, I'll tell Leanne you called.
Yeah, we've been going out a few months now. Things are all going brilliantly.
Yeah, well.
So tell your mum.
Okay, I will. Hey, well.
All right, bye then.
Okay, bye.
See you, sis.
No, that was too far.
Was it?
It was too far. Oh, you called her sis.
It's actually much harder than it seems doing this kind of thing.
Leanne?
Hello.
Do you think that'll feedback to the rest of the family?
Hopefully. Trina likes to talk, and she's on maternity leave at the minute, so I'm sure she'll be busy calling up on my ancestors to let her know.
That's
that,
cool. You
know.
I think we've done that there.
Job done. That should trickle down.
All right. Good to speak to you, Leanne.
You too. Thanks so much for your help.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, plans for New Year. This says, me and my boyfriend Adam have been up since 3:45 and driven 200 miles to Teesside Aerodrome. And then they're going to just find a pub or a club, hopefully, to see the new year in. Now, you haven't organised it, have you? You haven't organised it. Robin Cheltenham's got it all sorted. Jamie and Kent cringed a lot of that call we did earlier, I know, I'm sorry. And Naomi's been on, out with her mates tonight in Romford, yes. Romford's an interesting night out.
Especially
what are you doing
on New Year's Eve, I imagine.
What are you up to?
I got quite a jazzy one this year, so I'm going to a farm near Abergavenny. Right. Basically,
who's got a farm that you know?
Well, no, they don't own it, but they work on it and live there. So basically, they're not working on there at the moment because it looks after school trips and things like that.
Okay.
So what's great is we can go there and it's a good place to have a party because they've got a lot of space and they've got good accommodation.
Excellent place to have a party. Get it on a farm. A
few of us can go there. So anyway, we're going to there tonight. So it should be really nice because there's a load of us going. There's like 15, 20 people. They're predominantly my girlfriend's friends. So my girlfriend's whole group of girls.
Yeah.
And then all of their boyfriends.
Oh, that'd be nice, though.
And we've talked about this before. It's quite an interesting one, that, because all of us guys have become friends.
Yeah.
But we are bound together purely by the fact that
for the love of the girls.
We go out with one of the girls from that group. Yeah. Not all of us. Do you know what I mean? One each.
I know what you mean.
Out, there's not 20 lads going out.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
So you understand the situation that's going on there.
Yeah.
So people,
you're the Habs, the husbands and boyfriends.
So you know me, on previous New Year's, I'm quite easygoing with things. I leave it to last minute. Me and the boys generally go out and it's, I would say most times, a disappointing evening.
Yes.
Because you end up in a club, you're queuing for ages, you can't get to the bar. It's just generally a little bit underwhelming. This year, things are a lot more organised. Right?
I've heard about this.
To the point where, and it's not a bad thing.
There's a rotor, isn't there?
Yeah, I got sent a rotor.
Okay.
Right, and I'm on washing up duty.
Okay.
Tonight, on New Year's Eve.
I've seen this rotor, and
it's very well organised.
Very detailed, isn't it?
It's very,
someone's
very
spent
detailed.
A lot of time on the, what app or application do you think they use for that?
I think it's an Excel document.
Right, I'm saying it's a spreadsheet, isn't it?
It's kind of colour coordinated. Yep. It's done very fairly so that some people cook, some people clean. I've been put on the washing up duty.
I thought
tonight.
You were cleaning.
Yeah, but that is cleaning, Scott. That's cleaning plates, isn't it? Anyway, so...
I've never heard of a rota before.
So this is a new one to me, New Year's Eve being this organised, to the point where I'm on a... Now, I haven't been on a rota since I was at school.
No. Did you have... You know, when you were a student, did you not have rota in your house for, like, people... No, no one cleaned.
No, because I didn't live with people... That was, to be fair, there was one girl who really, we did fall out over the cleaning situation in the house. But the point is, you kind of gravitate towards people that are similar to yourself.
That don't clean.
And I'm just thinking, like, surely this is something that you just leave to the next day and then deal with. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to struggle to get excited about the rota tonight when I'm there.
But can't you do it tomorrow?
I'm not sure I can say anything.
You don't have to clean up tonight, do you?
No, surely... I think I'm on for tonight. I'm on tonight clean-up. Washing up.
You're on an overnight shift.
Also, I'm not sure if it's been chosen at random, so I fear someone may have put me on this shift because it's me.
Right.
And because I do this kind of thing, like go on the radio and talk about it.
Oh, right.
But it's very organised, and I must say, it will help tonight because of it.
Okay, is this making it worse by talking about it? Do you want to stop talking about it?
Do you think I'm over-talking?
I think possibly.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Ryan and Megan, travelling from Orkney to Edinburgh for a street party tonight. That sounds cool. Just off the boat and driving down the road now. Happy New Year! Sean in Mansfield, good morning. Out with the lads tonight. And Lee from Folkestone going to Oceania, Southampton this evening. Yes! New Year's Eve and his birthday as well. Have they still got that R&B room there, where there's people in sunglasses?
They've definitely still got the disco room, the ice, and yes, sometimes the R&B room is open downstairs.
This thing you're going to tonight, this party with loads of people at this farm,
yeah,
and you're on washing up duty. It's like a modern day Cinderella type story, isn't it?
It kind of is. Do other people do this? Like organise? I think every group has an organiser.
It's either Cinderella or quite a rubbish song by Alicia Dixon. Does he wash up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is rotas a thing? Are rotas a thing on New Year's Eve? Oh, here we are. Helen in Bristol. Could be worse. After a big celebration at a house party recently, I was on fry-up duty the next morning after someone had been a little bit sick in the sink.
Oh.
That's Ming. Do you know what you need to do on the way there? Chris and Lee's comes up with this. Get yourself some paper plates and plastic cups and plastic knives and forks.
That's a good idea.
Done. And then you're off the rota.
BBC Radio 1.
You know on this spreadsheet you've got of other people's jobs, because there's like 20 of you going?
Yeah.
What are the other people doing if you're on wash-up?
Well, there's some people who are clean. I think I've got a tough draw because I've got the New Year's Eve shift.
Right.
I'm washing up on New Year's Eve, Scott.
Yeah. And what they like? Have you got to be part of the cleanup operation tomorrow as well?
Well, people are staying there a couple of days, so generally some of the other jobs are spread out over those couple of days.
Okay, but you reckon you got the worst one?
Yeah, but then saying that, you know what? You can make a bit of a party of it, I imagine, can't you? I don't know.
Washing up party.
Just trying to make anything.
Anyway, stop talking about it because positive. They're probably listening, and it's going to make it well awkward for you when you do arrive in Abergavenny a bit later.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right, so if you want some of the best live music from Radio 1 in 2015, the destination for you is BBC iPlayer. On there at the moment, you can, if you watch this, you can feel the warmth coming from your television or from your tablet because it's 20 years of Radio 1 in Ibiza from the summer just gone. So many good DJs. Danny Howard, Annie Mack, Pete Tong, Calvin Harris, Disclosure, Duke Dumont, Faithless, loads of live music from Radio 1 in Ibiza in the summer. It's one of those, when you watch it on iPlayer, it just looks hot.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So if you're feeling a little bit chilly right now, get that in your life. And there's loads of other stuff from Big Weekend and Teen Awards and One Extra Live, all to watch on the Radio 1 channel of iPlayer right now.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Post Malone.
Sussing, I'm sussing on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I have a song on you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jennifer Lawrence.
Hello.
Firstly, I just want to say I loved the movie, Joy.
Oh, thank you.
And it's based kind of loosely around the life of someone called Joy Mangano, isn't it? Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Joy is an inventor, an entrepreneur. She first invented the Miracle Mop, she went on to invent hundreds and hundreds of household items that we probably have in our house right now.
Including the skinny velvet coat hanger.
Oh, my God. That
changed my life, that did.
Yes, same. And her steamer. and she, you know, she was a single mom of three and worked at Eastern Airlines, and she had this idea, and she became one of the world's greatest inventors and is still on QVC to this day.
Mm. She had a lot of setbacks, though, didn't she, early in life?
Yes. She was told no 1,000 times. She was told it was impossible. She had the patent taken from her. She went through... There were many times in her journey where it was just not going to happen.
Hmm. But then she comes up with an invention that she totally believes in, even though everybody else is kind of telling her no and there's lots of knockbacks, which is a mop. But it's not any old mop, is it, Jennifer?
It's the Miracle Mop.
That's right. It's the Miracle Mop. And can you tell me what makes this mop so much better than other mops I might be thinking of purchasing?
Well, with this mop, you don't have to wring it with your hands. This is the only mop on the market that you don't have to touch the disgusting mop head with your hand. Not only that, but the mop head is removable. You can put it in the washing machine and it will come out clean as new.
And made from a continuous loop of...
Of 300 feet of cotton. Continuous cotton loop.
Continuous. and you can just pop it in the washing machine.
Yep.
Brilliant. Bradley Cooper plays...
I hope Joy is listening to this.
So do I. Bradley plays the boss of QVC, the home shopping channel, and it's him that kind of Joy needs to convince to let her on the channel herself and sell the products, because they have the kind of... they have the normal QVC ladies and they have a go at it. But then when Joy eventually gets over her nerves, she absolutely smashes it, doesn't she?
That was all a true story. You know, she had this mop. They were going to give it a chance and the spokesmodel completely blew it. And that was it for her. She was going to have to cover all the losses herself. And then she went on television. I don't know if she froze the first time that she went on. That was something David and I took creative liberty of.
when you were selling it to me as I watched the film yesterday on screen, I found myself really wanting one.
I'm surprised you don't have one.
I know. You'd think I would.
You have a sponge mop, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I need to change, don't I?
You can't get into the corners with a sponge mop.
Did you feel that after doing this movie, you could probably get a job on one of the home shopping channels?
Absolutely not. I can't sell anything.
Right, because I used to be obsessed with them, right? I would order stuff all the time. And I actually went for an audition once as a presenter for QVC. And the audition is, you have to, they tell you to talk, they give you a pencil and tell you to talk about a pencil for as long as you can. And I absolutely stuffed it up.
Yeah, no, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's definitely a skill.
Do you think you could sell me the film in like a QVC way?
Oh God. I just told you that I sucked at it and now you're making me do it. I'm like, I'm really bad at this.
Okay.
This is a movie. I'm going to talk slowly because I have to fill up time.
Yeah, and remember, use your hands.
This is a film that is inspiring. It's exciting. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry.
And it's out on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to cut to a commercial.
Is it true that Bradley Cooper taught you how to mop on set?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't teach me how to mop.
Because you probably got that.
I was mopping.
Yeah.
I just wasn't very good at it.
Right.
And he was watching me. He was like, Jen, no, God, no. And then he showed me the proper way. Because he grew up with a Miracle Mop. His mom watched QVC all the time. They always had the QVC boxes.
So he knew how to use the Miracle Mop.
Yeah, I had an OCD mother. So she would always tell me, like, mop at this and vacuum. But then she would always end up doing it because she's OCD and can't live with it not being done. So he was a better mopper than me. So he showed me.
Like, what can you use? Because I can't picture, you know, when you have people that you see on television or in film, I can't picture in my head, like Hollywood stars, for example, being able to iron.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We can't. I totally know what you mean, because I feel that way about other movie stars and other people.
Or knowing how to use a washing machine.
Yeah, I'm about to rent a house and the owner was walking me through the house and he kept being like, and then this is how you turn the dishwasher. I was like, I know how to turn a dishwasher on. This is how you do a washing machine. And you know how to clean out the dryer vent. And I was just like, I haven't been an actress my entire life. Like, I know how to clean out a damn dryer vent.
Yeah. So yeah, you know what's going on. You'll be all over that.
I have to clean my house. I don't live in a hotel. I clean my home. I have a maid that, you know, comes and does the nitty-gritty, but
have you can do light cleaning though, right?
Can do light cleaning. Yeah. I even still do my own ironing. Only steaming. I'm a steamer, not right, so much an ironer.
I think steaming's better anyway.
Yeah, it is better.
Yeah.
Unless my hair and makeup's done, then I'll go to an iron.
Yeah. Have you picked up a mop since being on set?
No, I have not. I don't think I've picked up a mop in a legitimate way, probably since the first Hunger Games came out. And you wouldn't either.
You're so right, Jennifer. Robert De Niro plays your dad in the film. You've obviously worked with him before. Did he kind of take you under his wing a bit when you were starting out?
Yeah. It was very fitting, actually, that Bob played my father, because he's been kind of a Hollywood dad to me for years. He's taken good care of me and answers all of my millions of questions. How can I own a block in Manhattan one day? And he's just been very, very good to me. So it was really lovely that he ended up kind of being my Hollywood dad.
Oh, I love her. More from Jennifer Lawrence in a minute on Radio 1. Enjoying my chat with Jennifer Lawrence.
She's so Jennifer Lawrence. She's just cool and just talks properly.
I'm a little bit scared.
What do you mean?
I think I'm a bit in awe, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is quote of the day.
I don't think I've picked up a mop in a legitimate way, probably since the first Hunger Games came out. And you wouldn't either.
I've not picked up a mop since Hunger Games, and neither would you. So more from Jennifer Lawrence. Joy is nominated for Best Motion Picture, and you're nominated for Best Actress in a Motion Picture at the Golden Globes. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
We recently found out that when guests at an award ceremony go to the toilet, the award organisers, they get someone to sit in your seat.
Seat fillers, yeah.
To make the venue look full of people.
Yes, yes.
So you're watching it on TV,
yeah.
And you're not like, well, where's Jennifer Lawrence gone?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work? Do you have to kind of put your hand up and ask for permission to go to the bathroom? Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They have like little handlers, little wild animal handlers that run around with headsets on. And if you have to go to the bathroom, it's like, it's an ordeal, which is always a problem for me because I'm not drinking tons of wine. You have to motion, say that you're getting up, then a seat filler comes. But then you always, like, if anybody ever caught it on camera, you'd look like such an ass. Yeah. It looks like you just come back and straight up kick someone out of their seat. Yeah.
And you've had another bottle of wine by then. You need to go again.
Yeah, exactly. Can this person actually walk me to the toilet instead of sitting in my seat?
At award ceremonies, they always have, like, menus that sound amazing. Are they not?
Oh, no. It's always horrible. I was talking about this last night. With fancy food, like when you go to these cocktail parties, and I sound like such a brat because it's like award season. I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
But I'm gonna tell. But like when you're hungry and you're drinking, and then they're like, "This is a roasted date stuffed with cilantro and goat cheese," and I'm like, "If you brought out chicken nuggets, everyone would be so happy. Yeah. You don't have to do this."
Yeah. Take your raspberry jus away.
Yeah.
And give me some chips.
I just always eat the bread basket so that I don't care by the time it gets to me what kind of Wolfgang Puck fancy, it doesn't even look like food thing arrives. I'm already full of bread and wine. I'm like, I'm good. I don't know what that is. It looks like.
So you do you eat the meals, or do you just get there just before the awards start?
I eat before I go, and then I eat the bread, and then I eat the meal, and then I eat at the after party.
Right. when you've won as many awards as you have, do you ever worry that one time you're going to get up there and just, I'm done, I've run out of things to say for this acceptance speech?
Well, that's already happened, where I fell on my face and then forgot what to say. No, not that. I do worry. You don't have any control. You don't have any control over getting nominated. You don't have any control over winning. And there are times where you really, really don't want to win. And that there's a fear, like, oh my God, like, what if I win, everybody's going to hate me.
Why?
Well, for instance, when I was nominated for American Hustle and I watched Lupita's performance in 12 Years a Slave, I didn't want to win. As a cinema lover, I thought she deserved to win. And I had also just won the year before, so I thought that would be very bad for my career to win again. And, you know, this year with the Golden Globes, I'd much prefer my friend Amy to win because I thought her performance, her comedic, you know, performance stole the year. So there are times where I'm afraid I'm going to have to get up there and just be like, I don't know, I mean, thanks, but sorry, yeah. Everybody.
And then get Amy up.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, Amy, you can, well, this is yours.
I'd never even thought of that before, of like, a star, like, actually actively not wanting to win. You know?
Yeah, well, it's things that you can't say. I mean, I'm not supposed, I shouldn't say that because it makes me sound so ungrateful. It makes me sound like a real brat. But being nominated is such an honor. But yeah, there are times where, you know, I watch the movies of the year and I can be honest with myself and go, yeah, you don't deserve this one. I would never want to get up there if I felt like everybody was like, what's that?
We had Amy on my show a few months back, and she was telling us how you became friends. So do you have any more holidays planned?
She's going to be in Chicago. We floated the idea of me going to Chicago, but I've already come to Chicago for her, so I'm kind of fighting for her to come to Kentucky. For me, you know, we'll make it work. I have to balance it out. I can't keep coming to her every time.
Yeah, okay, so that's basically...
Do you hear that, Amy? It's your turn.
It's your turn. She's funny all the time. Is there any downtime with Amy Schumer?
Yeah, she's also really brilliant. She's very smart. She's very politically opinionated. But she is the funniest person I've ever met in my entire life. She's like a funny machine.
And finally, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? Are you one of those people that kind of...
I hate New Year's Eve.
Do you?
I have never had a good New Year's Eve in my life.
What was the worst one?
I can't even tell you because they all suck so bad. There's something about everyone chasing a good time.
It's forced fun,
you're never
going
to find it. Everyone's chasing a good time. I wish it didn't exist.
Maybe we'll just cancel it.
God, I wish I could.
Jennifer Lawrence, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
And to you. Nice positive note to end it on there.
It sucks.
Oh, wow. So that was Jennifer Lawrence. Let us know your thoughts on 81199. I never thought that before, like people thinking to themselves, oh, actually, I shouldn't win this award.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's strange to hear her say that, especially she's won so many awards.
Yeah. It's strange. Like, I don't really deserve this one.
And you know when you see it on TV and they're all in their little screens and it looks like they really want to win and then they have to pretend to be happy even though they're not. Maybe they are actually happy.
Marcus and Milton Keynes says, I'm gutted that you haven't dropped a fantastic in there because you did a lot with Eddie Redmayne. I know, but I was dealing with an American there, not with a posho English actor, that's why. Sorry, Eddie, but that's true. Very good chat with Jennifer Lawrence. In fact, I would say...
fantastic. Fantastic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One of the most stressful things I had to do yesterday was trying to explain to my dad what a cloud is on his phone. It's basically, he's having problems with his phone. So I was like, well, let's take it into the shop. And so we queued up for about an hour, then got seen after about an hour and a half, and they told him it was some kind of software problem. But trying to explain what the cloud is really hard.
Yeah. Unless you use it.
Yeah.
It's nearly... I don't understand how you can explain it.
Well, it's good if you lose your phone or, like, if you're having problems with your phone. Let's say you lost your phone and then you can just... like, if it's backed up, and obviously you can just plug in the new one and all your numbers will be there. But because I left my dad on his own to do it for a while, he's now wiped all his numbers on his phone. Then, and he's like, well, why aren't they on the cloud like you said they would be?
Where's my little cloud?
Yeah. And he's like, also, I don't want the numbers on my cloud. I want them on my phone. I'm like, no, it's not a cloud. It's not an actual cloud. He's like, well, why are they in the clouds? No, it's just a way of syncing like your devices. No, he's not interested. So now, off the 90s, my dad will spend today going through his old Wokia, which he also has got with him, going through all the numbers, writing them down and entering them manually. Yay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I was just talking about my dad's phone. He got very confused by the cloud on it yesterday. He's trying to reset his phone and it's just wiped it. Basically.
Today is well long for him. And if he's got to manually put in every number...
Do you remember when you used to have to do that? Yeah, it's really old school.
Oh, when you moved phones, that was it.
So annoying. So that's what my dad was spending most of his day doing, but I'll probably do it for him. Chris and Hemel Hempstead says, just out of interest, is your dad's old phone Cellnet or 1-to-1? Ho! I think it's T-Mobile, actually. And
slightly different.
Good morning, Adele Roberts.
Good morning, Scott. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
And to you, Happy New Year.
To you and your king.
This is the kin. This is the first time, really, that people stop saying Merry Christmas today because it's Happy New Year instead. Yeah. What are your plans for tonight?
Do you know, I might do a J-Law. I might stay in.
Hates it.
Yeah. My girlfriend's found a secret garden where we live, which is on a roof. I know, she managed to do it over Christmas, and we are going to go up there and watch the fireworks, hopefully for free.
How long have you lived there?
Oh, a good 3 months.
Okay, and she's just found the secret garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy told her in the corridor.
Oh, that must have been awesome conversation.
By the way, I know you're new around here, but there is a secret garden. We only tell people if they've been living here after 3 months. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, did you hear her earlier?
Yeah, do you know, I was reading The Sun, reading about your interview when you were playing it.
Amazing.
Yeah,
she's not keen on New Year's Eve.
I hate New Year's Eve.
Do you?
I have never had a good New Year's Eve in my life.
What was the worst one?
I can't even tell you because they all suck so bad. There's something about everyone chasing a good time.
It's forced.
You're never
going
to find it. Everyone's chasing a good time. I wish it didn't exist.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. She also talked about the food award ceremonies, which I presumed would be amazing.
When you're hungry and you're drinking and then they're like, this is a roasted date stuffed with cilantro and goat cheese. And I'm like, if you brought out chicken nuggets, everyone would be so happy.
I can see that though, because the food is often really small. It looks really small, doesn't it?
Yeah, and overcomplicated, yeah. Too fussy.
Just bring out the chips and the nuggets, please. Okay, so a bit of a house party for you in the secret garden tonight, is it?
Yeah.
Chris is going to a farm.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
That needs explaining. I'm going to a farm. Some of my friends. A load of my friends are going to a farm where a couple of my friends work at. There's loads of space. There's some accommodation there.
How have you got farmer friends?
And no, they're not necessarily farmer friends.
There's are they farmhands?
We're all going to the farm.
Okay.
There is a farmhand there, actually.
Someone just texted in saying, are you sure you haven't got this wrong and you've read the invite wrong and it's actually a foam party?
Personally for me, travelling to Abergavenny for a foam party is quite extreme. I don't know if that really goes on around there. I don't think it does.
Well, you'd be surprised. So you're in the farm or foam, whatever. Midnight happens, and then he's got a rota because there's about 20 of them going. There's a rota, and he's got to do the washing up.
I'm on washing up tonight, New Year's Eve, so it should be a good
brilliant.
One.
Yeah.
Can I come with you? It sounds better than
mine. Yeah, you can. You can help me.
We are back on Monday morning from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmie. Happy New Year. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.